something rather different over on BBC iPlayer. And it actually landed on Sunday, the Sunday that's just gone. It's called Rob and Ryland's Grand Tour. And here's a clip.
You know what I look like? I've been on a dodgy sunbed. 10 minutes for a fiver, and they've got dodgy tubes.
I'm a caravan.
I'm pleased with how things are looking.
Oh, thrilled with how things are looking. I think I've never looked better.
Robin Ryland's Grand Tour. Watch on iPlayer.
Yes, so I didn't really know that these guys, I don't think these guys were particularly friends previously. I don't think they were anyway. And of course, there's lots of noise around them at the moment and talk of, are they in a relationship now or not? And it's been laughed off and all the rest of it. But of course, the rumour mill's gone into overdrive and there's been lots of column inches over it.
It's clearly passed me by.
It's all there for the taking. Just have a look. It's all there. And it wasn't helped because Rob, something about how friendship can turn to love, which of course, you know, sets the rumour mill racing even further. So there's no doubt about it. These two do have an amazing rapport. It works really well. And yet it kind of shouldn't. You know, at the very beginning, you hear Ryland, you know, let's not forget, Ryland started on The X Factor, you know, real caricature of himself and has kind of found fame on that basis. But is really, in my opinion, talented. I think he's a really great presenter. I think he's really funny. And I think if the auto cue goes down, he's completely, you know, adept to being able to continue. He's not wooden. He's fun. He's warm. And but he's very, very different to Rob Rinder. Very different. I think he says at the beginning, something like he's so incredibly bright, or the brightest man I know, or something like that. And everything that Rob is, Ryland isn't, and kind of the other way around. But there's one thing that really does relate to them both and is kind of played heavy on their mind, is that they both come out of quite nasty divorces. And that's kind of where it starts, I suppose. And so whilst this is a grand tour, episode 1 to Venice, episode 2 to Florence, episode 3 to Rome, where you see, you know, well, it's Italy, of course, it's beautiful. So amazing parts of the city. They go to the, they learn about all the kind of heritage, artwork. You know, Rob Rinder's massively into his art, Ryland less so. And Ryland's kind of king of the, of those kind of one-liners. And he just comes out with just really funny things. And it's kind of, it's almost seeing them, can they learn? What are they learning? What are they both learning about each other? But also, you know, what can they learn kind of educationally? Can he be shaped as a human? All the rest of it. But it's very funny. And it's a bit, I suppose I could liken this a bit to the Amanda and Alan dynamic, in that it just gels, it just works, and it's just fun. And they bring to life, I think, or make accessible artwork, history, culture that wouldn't ordinarily necessarily pique the interest of youngsters, but I think this will. I think it will bring that whole kind of thing onto their agenda. And I think the two of them, they're just very funny. They're very tolerant of each other. They're very accepting of each other. And not only is it what I've just described, but it's also a journey emotionally for them. And, you know, when Ryland talks about the very, very dark times and the breaking down of his marriage, et cetera, et cetera, you know, Rob Rinder breaks down. It's really sad, and it's kind of almost like a therapy. So it's sort of reality TV meets some kind of culture fest. And it's an interesting dynamic, but I think it really does work. And the warmth between the two of them, given that they're so opposite on so many levels, I think makes it all the more surprising. What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, I think you've described it well there. First of all, I'm going to say Rob and Ryland are two of my least favourite people on television. So I wasn't really coming into this thinking I was going to enjoy it. And I mean, I'm so bored of the celebrity travelogue. I mean, we've talked about this before, but there's way too many of them. And this is one of the double act ones. You know, there've been quite a few, haven't there? Especially with the Strictly bods. I've done a few of these. So the shtick of kind of like Rob is the clever one and Ryland is like the Essex boy, that wears thin very quickly, I found. don't know, Rob, he always has a slightly pained expression on his face, doesn't he? But I did find, I actually found the best things about it was the information, which is usually relayed by Rinder, about the Grand Tour and people like Byron, and about the artwork and the architecture. I mean, of course they do, you know, celebrity travelogues, they always do the same thing. So of course it's Venice, so let's go on a gondola, let's do some glass blowing. You know, there's nothing that new here, and I kind of found that the journey aspect of it, like, oh, we've both been through breakups, you know, what are we going to learn, can we mend our broken hearts, I didn't really buy into that. I mean, it's obviously, you know, the production staff probably thought this is a good angle, but I would say I enjoyed it more than I expected to, because, I mean, Venice, episode one, wow, what an incredible place. So, and you know, they do look at some of the great works of art, as you say, like the Doge's Palace and the artwork in there. So, yeah, I found it perfectly entertaining way to spend a bit of time, even though I was a bit predisposed not to like it.